And so you'll notice in the songs I play, a lot of them, they're very much like narratives. They're stories that he wrote that deal with certain themes such as death, trauma, isolation, loneliness, whatever you name it. I mean, classic sort of emo, post-hardcore song themes. And then the name Law Dispute came from a play that Jordan saw when he was in university of the same name. And it's cool. They're cool. They're a cool band. I like their style. They blend a lot of stuff. They're very sort of heavy metal influenced, post-hardcore influenced, like I said. And then I think the most interesting thing about them is the way they write their lyrics. Jordan, the way Jordan Dreher like writes their lyrics. Like I said, it's very much like a narrative sort of storytelling style. So yeah, tonight's episode is going to be a band called Law Dispute. And up first, I think the song I'm playing is, let's see, just checking my cue here. Yes, Such Small Hands. Up first by Law Dispute is their song Such Small Hands. Here we go.
Stitching up the seams on every broken promise that your body couldn't keep. I think I saw you in my sleep. Oh, I think I saw you in my sleep, darling. I think I saw you in my dreams. You were stitching up the seams on every broken promise that your body couldn't keep. I think I saw you in my sleep. I thought I heard the door open. Oh, no, thought I heard the door open, but I only heard it close. I thought I heard a plane crashing, but now I think it was your passion. Still cross my mind from time to time, and I mostly smile. Still so set in finding out where we went wrong and why. So I retrace our every step with an unsure pen, try to figure out what my head thinks, but my head just ain't what it used to be. And then again, what's the point anyway? I remember you ascending all the stairs up to the balcony to see if you could see me quietly. Single day I feel it fade away, but tricked us and led us helpless by the wrist into a pit to be devoured. I still remember how it held so strong to this. We had never really settled on a way out. I still remember the silence and how we'd always find a way to turn and run to our mistakes. I still remember how it all came back together just to fall apart again. My dear, I hear your voice in mine. I've been alone here. I've been alone here. I've been afraid, my dear. I've been afraid, my dear. I've been at home here. I've been at home here. You've been away for years. You've been.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Rebellion!
those last three songs were Andrea, Future Wars, and Bury Your Flame. I don't know if I have a super lot to say about Law Dispute. I do like them a lot, and I think their music kind of sort of speaks for itself, especially when you consider the genre of music they were in, the scene they were in, when they came out, and then just, like, yeah, how they sound and everything. Like I said, I think it speaks for itself. I think they're a pretty unique band because I haven't heard a lot of bands where, like, it is just very spoken word and very narrative-driven. Like, it's storytelling. It's a lot of more so poems than they are traditional songs that you would hear on the radio. But yeah, I think they're really cool. It's cool that I'm getting to play them on the radio right now. I don't think this style of music gets to be played on the radio very much. The songs that I'm going to play coming up are off of Law Dispute's album called Wildlife. And I think that's a really good album of theirs, and I think that you should go listen to it. Even if this kind of style is not your thing, I think it's really cool the way it's written and the way it sounds, and I think it is worth a listen by anybody out there, regardless of what your mainstay style of music is. I think go ahead and listen to Wildlife by Law Dispute. But yeah, the first song coming up now is Edit Your Hometown by Law Dispute.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Like a shadow on a shadow.
you'd show me your scars. I had a heavy heart. He carried a door. It shattered. Pain all wrapped in plastic. And he asked if I could fix it. Come by a little later. Help him put it back on hinges. See, I'm far too old to lift it. And it's not for my house. It's my son's. When you opened up the door, what is it you thought you'd find?
Blood while the cops took his son with his wife.
shit. Later, they made funeral plans for the family. 3 days later, a mother had to bury her son. Same gun.
Those last three songs were Harder Harmonies, Edward Benz 27 Times, and King Park, all by Law Dispute. And King Park, I think, is probably the most famous song by Law Dispute and really their magnum opus. I mean, it's 7 minutes long and it's just, it's raw. It's crazy. All of their songs are crazy, just the way they listen to it, or the way they've written them. But yeah, at the top of the hour, I mentioned that this episode was going to be a little different and that from Law Dispute's sort of prime, I'm going to go back in time and talk about another band who I think are very similar and sort of run in the same scenes. Like these two bands, Law Dispute, and then the next band I'm going to be talking about, they definitely, not butted heads, but they definitely were in like the same sort of corridors, graced the same halls as each other. But yeah, the next band I'm going to be talking about, the Canadian band, Alexis on Fire. And I used to listen to them a lot in high school, but then I stopped for a little bit, and then kind of like in the last month or few weeks or so, I got back into their debut, and it's really great, and I kind of just really wanted to play it on the radio because I feel like the style of music that I'm playing on this episode does not get played on the radio very often, so y'all are in for a treat. But yeah, like I said, Alexis on Fire. Coming up, Canadian band. First song is going to be Adelaida by Alexis on Fire.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Daytime, twilight. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better?
Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on CFRC.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Hey, this is Eli on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm a first-year engineering student at Queen's, and I joined the station in September, so I'm still super new to everything. I love sharing my music and getting to know all the cool people here. We have a funding drive coming up from the start of November to the end of December, so if you want to donate, head to the CFRC website at cfrc.ca. If you want to hear more from me, tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. to Off the Record. Thank you for your support.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get